Oh, have you and Sean made this dance for you?
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Love it. Look at the song. Yeah. The Zechanishmas Abi Mari Yakov Yitzhak Pitchas, the Zechanishmas Daniel Shalemas, Meshua Fowl. Okay. Well, last week we talked about the Isser of going on the Derech before davening. Like, say, for example, you live, you want to go up to the mountains. So you figure you drive to Muncie and you'll daven in Muncie and then you'll continue the trip. But it's already daylight before you started off. So is that really right to do that? Because you went on the derech before tefillah. So, right? Today, we're going to discuss a different idea. In other words, are you allowed to take care of your needs? Not necessarily going to take a shave for you want to take a shower, you want to go to the grocery, do some shopping before davening. You're not going on any derech necessarily. It's all local things. Are you allowed to do those things before davening?
Shower wakes you up, so you can rationalize and prepares you davening, whereas like going shopping is not really shower.
Yeah, you want to say maybe a shower is like sort of maybe Tisha Kabbin, like going to the mikveh sort of.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe in a less spiritual sense, more like a wake me up type thing. Some people need the shower and bring together wits.
Yeah.
Why would be any different than teeth? What's the happy most of history?
Eating food is a more comforting thing. Yeah. So it's a little so cool. What? See. So that's the question. What's the inyan of asiyas chafatz of kodem atfila? So the Gemara says in Brachos Yidal Amram of Amar of Idi Bar Avin Amar of Yitzchabash Ashian also lo laodem lasas chafatz of kodem sheispalo. That a person is not allowed to take care of his belongings before he, you know. Say, I want to drop something off by the dry cleaner. That comes up a lot. You know, usually where I daven, though, the dry cleaner is further away. So I usually, whatever I take, I put it in a bag, and then I take it to me to daven. And then I continue on after davening to go to the dry cleaner. But sometimes I'm wondering if I go a little earlier, am I allowed to just drop them off? Or before, in other words, pass the davening, go to there, and then backtrack and go to davening.
So what if it was on the way to davening?
Yeah, what would be on the way to davening? Maybe also, because, you know, you have to, you know, you pay for it. You do, you know, it's not just you drop it off.
Right, you have to stop there.
You stop in. Yeah, so in my building we have a mailbox right in the building. So if I'm walking down the stairs, I'm going to pass. If I take the elevator, I would have to go a couple of steps out of the way. So is that, you know, so minute? Well, you know, Willick has it safer, but it works. Yeah, but okay, you know. Well, which would be worse? It depends. I mean, it's right there, and you just put it in. I don't know. I mean, you have to check it.
Stopping. It's not in this summer.
Well, if you stop into the dry cleaner, you know, he has to see what you have. He has to make up the bill. He has to, you know, it's not a put it in the mail. Just drop it in the mail. So, is that called, you know, that's the chair. Remember, Will has a thing to say for about that, but something that has like come out, no shihui is not, it doesn't take any time. Is that also called that CS Rafa Padma Tfilo? I think Remember, Will gets to say for Mordecai has a discussion about it, or it has some type of thing that takes, you know, time. You know, So let's see. Let's see what so the riff on page 2, he had a different gersa in the Gemara. His gersa was Amar Yitzchak Farashion Osir Odom Matzes Laderech Kod Tris Paul. He said that you're not allowed to go on a trip. Page 2. Also, another one says that there. Call him Shri's power. So he doesn't. So, according to the Rif, you don't have anything about a Sias Rachel. It's only then in going on the Derech. Going on the Derech. So let's take a look. So there is a Gemara in Masechta Megillah on page 3, on Kav Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara says, "Man Tana Lahat Ketanya B'Yontif Ma'achrim Lavo Umoharim Latzes." Then on Yontif, you go to Shul later. So Yom Kippur is Marim Lavo. You go early. Shabbos Marim Lavo. But on Yontif, you come to Shul late. Why do you come to Shul late, says Rashi? Basically, that's your Tzarek L'Tzarek Mesudas Yontif. Prepare the meal. Yontif meal before you go to Shul.
Why
in the morning.
You know, I don't want to sound like old-fashioned, but doesn't the wife orders to, I mean, meaning...
Oh.
Salt.
Yeah, we're gonna
salt fish.
Yeah, we're gonna. It's in this packet. It's in this packet too. That idea. So you see that the Gemara says the Rashi says that it's a Maseches Sofer. That the reason why Gemara says that they would go to shul later on Yontif because Yontif you could do Malacha of Bishul, and so you can.
So nowadays, would you be down with top close people who show up late to shul on Yontif that they were at home?
But Menachem Shruchter is not happy with that.
We're not shechting our cows.
Not shechting our cows, that's true. But still, you can do a little cooking, a little preparing.
It's not a good riot, though.
Sort of personal stuff. It's not really right. We'll see who asked that question. See. But that's what the Rashi says, and it's from the Sechah Sofer here, page 4. It says, "Zol he shamru b'shabes makdim lavo machum atzeis makdim lavo gadel kroch kriyshmat vasikim meyonei zechamav." In Shabbos, we want to daven vasikim machum atzeis kriyshmu perish shall say it. Avol biyontiv machum lavo shein tzrichim v'sakin machal shal yom.
Through the watch, some type of cooking or something. But I guess back then it was much more labor intensive as far as preparing meal.
Yeah. So you see, so at first glance, you see that you could be Osef Petrochov from Shri's Baal. On the other hand, like Rav Hiller said, maybe over there it's different with the mitzvah, who says that something that's not a mitzvah, you could do before that. Maybe if it's a mitzvah, you could do it. Maybe it's not a mitzvah now.
Does that mean how we say how Osek with mitzvah butter?
Well, here's not a question of puzzle because he's just going to do it later. So let's look at the Pre-Chadash on page 5. It says, "Oh, I'm reading Maseches Megillah. Beyond the Machmel Lavo Merim Matzeis, Chazal Rashi. Beyond the Machmel Lavo Lebeisa Knesset Tzarich Latroch Lusudas Yontif. Mekan Yesh Machmel Mashen Nosnim Mitzas Anoshim Liknos the Shenogim rather." Mixes and also liknos tzorchi Shabbos and also called tefila. Or it's like Friday morning. We'll go to the bakery. Say, buy the chalas for the line. You know,
it's also Shabbos.
Well, maybe also, yeah. But he say from that Maseches Sofrim that they did it by Yontif they did it in the Yontif morning. Shabbos they would do it say Friday morning. Thursday morning to buy your challahs for Shabbos. But the main parakaya kore also losses chafotzim from its field. Mashma dafka chafotzim who does it. Achefse shemayim. So in the Hanami, that's what he's saying. That chafotzim also, but if it's not chafotzim, you're doing it for a mitzvah, then it's okay. But only if it's for a mitzvah. Achefse shemayim. Talmud Torah b'chlal mutter. You want to learn, you want to learn your daf yomi before you go to shul. So it seems that a mitzvah wouldn't be mutter. Mitzvah would be mutter. What if this comes up sometimes? My wife and one of the kids, every once in a while, they taste the milk and it's sour. And they want to eat breakfast. So can I go pick up milk for them? That's our pizza.
It's a tzara small bites.
Oh. He says shvach away. We have chassadim. You know, mitzvah to eat, to function.
Everything
becomes, right, then it becomes, okay, so we have to see. But the things that are on the record is to cook for Yontif and to get your tzrachim for Shabbos. The Talmud Torah. So let's see what it says in the state in Shulchan Aruch. And then you have the Ramah that the Rav Ozna didn't like from the Truma Sedeshin if you said mixas brachas. Right, so in other words, say before you go to get the milk, you say brachas hasha. Right, so that's right, but the Maisa the Ramah quotes it, even though Rav Ozna doesn't like it, but the Ramah likes it. Even though the Maisa brought down to the Truma Sedeshin, the Truma Sedeshin himself. Said it's not. Okay, let's see. It says in Shulchan Aruch, page 6, page 10, Gimel, also lo l'sasek mitzrochov, o lo lech v'derech ha tshispal tzvil shmur esrim. So Shulchan Aruch brings both halachas, l'sasek mitzrochov, o lo lech v'derech. Those are two different gersos. V'yesh mikilu lachash amur mixas brachos. If you say mixas brachos, kol yishah amur bach shah amur, tov lach mir b'zeh. And then he speaks about it left forward statue. So mitzvahs brachas could be somewhat of a pull up. And let's see what the tzlach says on page 8. So he says that he quotes the Rambam. Quotes the Rif, the Rosh, the Rosh, the Rif, the Rosh. Also, Lodo Matzeis Lagderich, right? Tony Shokov. But it doesn't mention Achzias Chafatzov. The Rambam also doesn't mention Achzias Chafatzov. Although he's got Achzias Malacha. Malom is that Hashem Rabbi Yivei Abba Piyomim. In other words, there's another Makor that says Shetein Tfilosi Samach Lemitasi, that your Tfila should be next to your bed, meaning as soon as you get up from bed, you should go down. That's another source that you shouldn't be doing things. So the Rosh says, Peir Shalo Yasim Malacha. So the question is, but a lot of Rishonim don't have that kirsa. L'chein, this is Sias Chafos Arav Shizkor. Daiti Shlosha Chamuri Oilom Mamudei Aposkim Lo Huskimu Lezeh. In other words, Asiyas Chafatzav, but a lot of Rishonim didn't bring down the din of Asiyas Chafatzav, only Halicha L'Derech. So you could say that they learned Asiyas Chafatzav from the Gemara that Jid Filosi Somach L'Mitasi, which means that he didn't do a malacha. A malacha kapit, Shudava Shal Tircha, Eagle of Shuchi. Oh. So that's another possibility, that maybe it's not just Tamasiyas Chafatzav, something that's going to be time-consuming. But if it's just something that's not time-consuming...
What's the difference? Yeah, what's different? Opinions at 6:30 and at 6:10.
Because the other, in other words, if you don't... If, the way that many of you showed them had to give us only Matzeis Laderach called this field. They didn't... have a Sias Chafatzav. So another possibility, he's saying, of the concept of Sias Chafatzav is from the Gemara at Abba that says, Shet Filosi Somach Lebitosi. And the Rosh says, Shalo Yasa Malacha. So maybe it's only the Yasa Malacha. Place you want to mow the lawn. You woke up early. Davening's not till 8. You woke up at 6:30. You mowed the lawn.
Why would traveling first stop? Isn't traveling...
So traveling is a specific thing of Halicha L'Derech. Here we're talking about a Sias Chafatzav, which is not a Derech. So he says... So it could be if you have the gears of the Rif, then if Sias Chafatzav is not in the Gemara... So the only thing is the Gemara is the idea of not to do malacha. And so maybe it's only a din of malacha. So therefore, even the if you have to walk 10 seconds out of your way to bail something in the thing, that would be a Sias Malacha. That's not Dover HaZimshach. Here's a river Rosh Rama after Enum Furshlis for Mokam Gamheta Lord's Parish. So according to the Rif, it doesn't say Beferish Osir, but it doesn't say that's Mutter. But on the other hand, you could say the Tfilasi Somach L'Mutasi doesn't, I mean, Rosh said it means Malacha, but it's not necessarily have Malacha. You know, it could mean anything. And in the Shulchan Aruch, it says Asiyas Chafatzav. The Shulchan Aruch brings about both halachas, the din of not doing. Talking about the Derech or Asiyas Chafatzav. Let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Take a look at page 9. So said we're talking about if your person is allowed to do different things that he needs to do before Dav, like he wants to stop off in the bakery to pick something up, or he wants to. Right, so we said that really you're not supposed to do things before davening unless it's a tzarach mitzvah. So the Aruch HaShulchan says on page 9, Upashin Davka Chafatzav Asur. In other words, things for your personal needs. Aval chefzei shemayim, but it's for mitzvah purposes, it's mutter. Belomi by less of tzedakah or mitzvah cheres. We have people, you know, some people, you know, they go from shul to shul to shul, collecting. Then I guess when they hit the 10th shul, maybe they'll stop it down themselves. Right? But it's for the purpose of tzedakah, it should be okay. I'll feel hokin tzarkish Shabbos, be'er Shabbos. You want to go to the fish store, you know, before davening on Friday morning. Or you want to get up early on the morning to do some cooking for the soup. That's why Yontif, the Gemara says, they daven later. So they can go to do things that they need. Okay, so let's see. But it's interesting that there's a piece in the Leket Yosher, page 16. The Leket Yosher officially is supposed to be a Talmud of the Truma Sadesh, right? Page 16. Even though people, the discussion whether the authenticity, was he really, and I gotta look it up in. That's one of the. It's not like the Psalm of Rosh that everyone says that it was forged, but I don't know. Like in Yosha, the people that have been, they haven't spoken about the Lekid Yosha. What can I tell you? But okay, well, I don't know. You have to. I don't spend enough time to verify if these Pukim are have any validity to them. But it's a classic sefer, the Lekid Yosher. So, page 17, the Lekid Yosher says, "Look at what he says: Ein osim shum mitzvah koinu matfila." Now, until now, we said a mitzvah you can do; you just can't do the cheftzei chafatzecha, the cheftzei shemayim you could do. He says, "No, ein osim shum." Page 17, ein osim shum mitzvah koinu matfila. He says, "What's the raya for mila?" In other words, how come we don't do bris mila before davening? Bris mila is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Maybe that should come before davening. Tefila is a question, but I mean, you can be yotzei the d'oraisa, you know, with mincha maybe.
Also,
with myrus, then that's the
first.
Well, that's one shot. The Gemara never says that. I mean, the Gemara just says Machmir Lavo. Rashi says that. And but the Masechet Sofrim says like Rashi. So it is in the Masechet Sofrim. But he's saying, "Ain't osim shum mitzvah kodem atfila, raya mimila." She nidches aracha atfila, ki atfila he b'mokum hatamid. Tfila is connected to the korban tamid. Hatamid hayal olo b'tchila. Right, the korban tamid was the first thing in the morning. Afuki, being shoshama shasa kaparis bisman sha echad me'akal was shama akal was born by the knesset. Who made rov pam? So that yeah, he's right. He's making his own he's making his own thing. Take a look on page 22. It So we said before that you're allowed to go shopping on Friday. So you want to go to the bakery to buy challahs before davening. This is Hefsher Shemayim. So look on page 22 of the arrow. El Shahir Bini Shlita. But all the women may have the Shabbat Shabbatu from Matzil, which your Shachel called Hefty Mitzvah. Bill Shani Achon, that's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Well, in other words, if you collect going around doing some mitzvah, is that the same as being making? Because we're going to see there's a piece in the Alter Rebbe that says that Hachana for Shabbos is a mitzvah chiyuvi on everybody. Does I have a mitzvah to put on tefillin every day? I have a mitzvah to do something for Shabbos. And my wife can't do it for me.
What's his wife?
We're going to see. We'll see in the Alter Rebbe. The Alter, what's that? Let's see what the Alter Rebbe says. The Alter Rebbe has this chiddush that the mitzvah of Achana l'Shabbos is a choyves agavra. That you have to, everyone has to be oisik. Your wife can do 90%, but you have to do something. You can't just say, here I am. Everyone has to be oisik. That's a choyves aguf. But other chafatzim, asheike shachef tzei mitzvah, are not necessarily choyves aguf. Say, I want to be involved in collecting money for something. So you don't necessarily have to be the one involved. So that's a chiddush that was his son was asking Akasha, apart from his son was asking Akasha, how could we necessarily extend it beyond the cases of Tzorchei Shabbos, Tzorchei Yontif, that could be a Chogos Aguf. And who says, therefore, we can extend it beyond that to things that are also mitzvahs, but not necessarily Chogos Aguf. And then he quotes the like a Yosher. Bikar Adov Ratzasa saving like a Yosher. Whereas he's saying that according to that, you be even able to learn before davening. So let me show you the Alter Rebbe, where he says that the Alter Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe. Yeah. The Alter Rebbe is on page 14 and 13, 14, 15. And the question they're going to ask of the Alter Rebbe is if you look at page 10 of the Gemara Kedushin, the Gemara learns out Mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucho. Page 10, Ish Bekadish Bo Bishlucho. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Hasha Bishlucho Bekadish Bo Biboy. So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Bo Yosef Bishlucho. Then it discusses that this Amora would roast the head of the fish, and this one would salt the fish.
Right.
We're saying not that way. So look at the Alter Rebbe. Because the Pasha says the Gemara is against the Alter Rebbe. Because the Gemara is saying that the only reason you have to do it is with Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shlucho. But the Gemara, Rebbe Pillar says very well. The Gemara could have said much better. That it's a Chovas Hagavar to do it, not just people's Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shlucho. So take a look at the Alter Rebbe. He says an unbelievable thing. On page 15, in the Kutras Achra, on the bottom. It says like this. Look from the top line. Let's look at the top line in the Kuntres Achron on page 15. B'chol misha terasol noso. Person who learns constantly. He's terasol noso. Begars ba yimom b'leila. He's always learning, day and night. Kehani amorai. Like the ullah amorai, like Rav Safra, they're all terasol noso. So if they're all terasol noso, what gave them the right to say, now I'm going to go cook fish? Terasol noso. So he says, "Oh, the whole Misha Torah knows the Gemara Yom Veil Gani Amarai. Yevshalol Kain Kval Yisrael Mitzvah Zut Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlocho. Shrei Osolol This Batal Mitorah Solasas Mitzvah Shalach Asos Adeachim. What's the heter? You're not allowed to if Torah Sum Nosa. So what's the pshat? So that's the answer, Dov Hiller." That's the Alter Rebbe says that's the answer. Because even though Terasu Noso, but if there's a chovah mitzvah that you have to do yourself, then you have to do it. You can't say Terasu Noso, so I'm not gonna shake lulav. I'm not gonna eat matzah. Terasu Noso. So it must be the fact that these people were Terasu Noso and they still stopped their Torah to prepare for Shabbos, it must be that Shabbos is something that you can't, it's a chovas haguf that everyone has to do and no one could do it for you.
Of course I'm saying that.
Right, he's going to get to that too. All the Rebbe knew what's on the next line borrows. But that's the first point he says. In other words, it's a chovas haguf and you have to do it because it's like tefillin. It's like shaking lulav. It's like eating matzah. Every Shabbos, every Friday, you have to be making for Shabbos. Also, why is the Gemara only say it's because the mitzvah of Bolochukul Shluko? So the answer is the Rav of Rav Safra b'chol Shabbos for Shabbos. The answer is you only have to do one thing because you don't have to do everything. If you have someone else who can help and do other things, you have your kids, you have your wife. Fourth line. Die bedover echad levat. You only have to do one thing. But one thing you have to do. Oh. So he says, Ulri Zamoran, Bevada, he would disarm Lassa's dover echad. Came to Chiv Gomer. So Chiv Gomer, you have to do it. So why does the Gemara say they just did it because Mitzvah Bo Yoshev Yishluko? No, that's only, why did he choose to roast the fish? And he chose to salt the fish? Because Mitzad the Chiev, you don't have to do that. Mitzad the Chiev, you just had to do one thing. So why did Rav Safra do this and he did that? The answer is because they each one wanted to do something that was close to them. The chayiv of the land. In other words, the thing that they're going to get their own Shabbos from, they wanted to be involved in that preparation. Even though they could have what? They could have had someone else do it. But mitzvah, well, we also be shluchim. But for the chayiv mitzvah, they can do something to cover Shabbos that they have no shaykhus to. Say they don't like meatballs. But they can be cooking the meatballs on Erev Shabbos, even though they don't like meatballs, but that someone else is going to eat the meatballs. So, mitzad the chiyuv of Hagavra, of making the Shabbos, you can do one thing, even if it's not the thing that you're going to get hung off. But the fact that, and that's what the Gemara learns out by the fact that they were vatal Talmud Torah to stop learning. So, you see that it's a chiyuv. Also, why is the Gemara just say it's Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucha? It's Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucha why they picked the things that they picked. They picked after the things that they're going to get Hanoah from, not to be Yotzei the Chovas Gavra. Chovas Gavra could have been something else. But they wanted to be Oisek in something that they're going to get Hanoah from, and they really could have appointed a Shliach for that. But for that, Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucha. Father, you saw losses of Dover Achan came to Chiv Gober. Elishab is Dam in Rachel, a Ravu, she put to have Safra, as far as we talk, she minze Hayachavi, Vayelam Odin, where came in Shaboh, became with his own Shabbos, like him, Boha, you misaski Bastra, Loya Dana have the Tigger Dover Acher, she misaski Bo Bashar Shabosus, I will be Shabasek, who got him, Yholom, what says Lech of Mosim, Kobokum. Bachru ha'esek bebin she mikhaim of bits of odin v'sharazu kaim od yisur bits of the hayim bits of oyom yisur b'shlucha. Whereas, but since this is the bits, this is going to be the thing. They're going to be the get their own shabbos from the gefilte fish. That's where he likes his own shabbos from. So therefore, he wanted to be involved in cooking the gefilte fish. But mitzad the choiva of shabbos, he could have been oisek in cooking the potatoes, even though he doesn't like to eat potatoes. That's what he said. Oh, that's wrong. But it's, I think
you don't write that there was anything else.
No, but you see that. Well, what was the hetter for them to stop learning? That's a good question. What was the hetter to stop learning? To stop.
If it wasn't a mitzvah, they would have to stop. It's not just a mitzvah.
It's like putting on tefillin. It's like eating matzah on Pesach to be making the Shabbos. It's a gewaltige thing.
So,
I mean,
let's say it's
our
that I'd like to walk by a building, counter breaks or something like that, or now. It's for the meaning any action that they reported as doing wasn't learning, assume then it must be a mitzvah, otherwise
it's right, exactly. You're not happy with that, but I think it's Emes Lamito. Because we don't understand the godless of the Amorite. It's annoying.
Right.
So it's I don't know who's the one who said that. Every Tana Mora brought down has the ability to be Mechaya Mason.
Right.
So there was such a high mandrake, but we don't fathom the darga that the Chachmei Hashas were on. So everyone was at Taras of Nasa was mentioned in Shas, who was a rabbinic figure, so to speak. So that was his kasha, Rabbi Harford. So it's kasha that the hechitesi that you can learn out anything else that you can do before davening. Maybe the only things you can do davening are things that are chov and gemura. But I don't have to be the one to collect the tzedakah. The other people could go out and collect tzedakah. So why is that hetter necessarily to do before davening? That was what Rabbi Harford's son was ma'or. Now, hey, your bani, page 22. But all the little bud may hachana the Shabbos, she would record about tefillah. Who didn't she be shvil shach? Thought to be dil mishani hachana Shabbos, she would be etzem mitzvah chiyuvis. And she ain't keen shach hefzei mitzvah nushus. In front, she ain't overs. No, the Gemara doesn't say that they did it before Shabbos. They were Vatal Torah to do it. But the Gemara learns out the preparation for the poskim, the preparation for Shabbos to be done before. You could do it after davening, yeah, but you could even do it before davening.
Right, but why? I would say that the Gemara doesn't say that they
I understand it's a book. Right, but you see that the Gemara says that Yontif Ma'achrin, the Seches Sofrim, says you can do it before. So he says, so like being Matriach, I guess, for Sudas Yontif is like being Matriach for Sudas Shabbos, that everyone has a Chov of Be'etzim.
Still arguing.
The only question is whether if you have the ability, in other words, are you able therefore to do other mitzvahs that are not complete cults, like Chacham Shabbos. That was what his son was in the Torah. Who gave you the right to extend it beyond the...
Beyond the... But can't somebody argue saying you don't have to... All right, so you have a key to Chacham Shabbos, but why do you have to go to the bakery? Why after that, something that you can shoppers, you know, shopping, right?
Maybe you don't know how to bake. So you have to go to a bakery.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Mila is a chokhmah. So why don't we grow them all year? So the Bakad Yosha says, because he holds that you can't. Can't do a even a mitzvah's asa. But if we hold a mitzvah's mutter, so then in a hanami. So why don't we do a mitzvah before?
So I don't understand. Is this a din in every base medrash? If I daven 8 o'clock on Shabbos, so on Yom Tov I daven 8:10. And if I daven 9 o'clock, I daven 9:10.
But the din on
Yontif. Yeah. Or is it, no, if I'm davening at Vasikin, so I don't have time, so I push it off. But if I have to, I'm up from 6 o'clock anyway till 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So why am I pushing off davening another 10 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, if you're up anyway. But the question is there a chiv on the base bed just to make it to davening later?
In my shul, Shabbos is 8:15, and Yom Tov is 8:30.
Oh, you see, so they follow the...
Yeah. I asked the Rav once, he says this halacha.
He said this is the... That's the halacha.
Because it is.
Because of this din, of Ma'achu Lovo.
Yeah.
He said he asked...
He didn't tell me it's today.
Shabbos they daven 8:15, and Yom Tov they daven 8:30, and he asked the Rav, and they said that that's... But he said, this is the halach.
It was Yom.
So that's not later, Yom. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because on Yom Tov, usually Pesach, people usually start later because they were up later, but this is start.
Yeah, that's...
Shavuos is there up the whole night. So what's left? Sukkos.
Sukkos, yeah.
Yeah.
Second day Yom Tov.
So Joe is asking, how come we don't do Taka Brispila before davening? Because the answer must be that even though it's mutter, even Chavtei Shemayim is mutter, but it doesn't mean you have to do it before davening. It's mutter to do.
They
would have it later, right? But you know, it doesn't mean that you. I guess maybe like some people needed to get in more time, but it doesn't mean that you're mechuyev to do a mitzvah before you're allowed to do a mitzvah. It doesn't mean mechuyev. It's mistama. It's better to daven first, not to have to, you know, because you're davening first. You're showing the. You know, that's the ikker. You're davening to Hashem. That should be the first thing you do when you wake up. Not doing a mitzvah and not doing it. You're davening to Hashem. But a mitzvah be allowed. But they're not saying that's the preferred way or that's the cleav to do it. So there's time after davening to do the brisbane. And Mustamba, they would do it before davening. And most people who come 5 minutes left to daven would miss the bris. So how long does the bris take to actually...
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work that way. Most people just miss the bris.
Oh, they daven nearby before they...
Oh.
It's their issue.
Tadir v'sheinu tadir. So you're saying the davening is more tadir. That's another Why is it also, I mean, was that show the kind of name? Now, page 19. Ha'im mutar lizgaleach kon matfila. Can you shave? Take a haircut, shave. You know, we had a barbershop on our block, and with COVID, the guy couldn't maintain the rental. Hopefully, he said he's going to come back and be able to. Now he makes house visits. He makes house visits to give haircuts. One of my sons, Nafka, likes the way this barber does it. He makes house visits. He doesn't always come on time. But he makes house visits. So could you schedule to him have a house visit? Call him at field. You say you think?
Yeah, so. I probably said come. I don't know about business. Consider Machano with
Avenue. Machano with
Avenue. Considered like, I don't know, it's like getting, you're making yourself presentable.
So let's see what Rebbe Tzion Abel Shaul says. Let's see. Page 19. Because once this man Shiva comes, Rabbi Tzion Abel Shaul, who's a Shiva Parakev Seif, who's a big, big Rosh Shiva, big Paisik. Yeah. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutar L'Stacher, at the bottom of it, page 19, at the bottom of the left. Mutar L'Stacher L'Konis L'Merchatz. Shlo Gozu Ola Somach L'Mincha, Shum Dover HaMotzer. L'Chaynir Shaf, He thinks it's a sis rachav korban tefila. You're saying no. You're saying fakir. You're it's a chadal tefila. Oh.
I mean, nobody says
brush your teeth.
Shower.
We'll have to see. So he says it's not. Rabbi Tzion
Abel Shaul says it's not. It's the shower to wake up to, you know, focus on
it.
What shaving? What about shaving?
Shaving.
In other words, you look presentable. Right. You would go in front of the king if you weren't shaved. Just like it's like the Mishnah brings down, you have to cover your head, put on your hat, because it's the way you would appear Fnei HaMelech. So would you be able to Fnei HaMelech if you weren't, you know, if you're a clean shaven person, would you know. But I don't know, maybe he's assuming that everyone has a beard. That's just a question of, what do you say? He says that there was an issur, if it goes in, not to go to the base of Merchatz. So Merchatz is going to take a long time. And you'll not have Merchatz. I don't know.
But that's so you shouldn't miss Mincha, no?
Just miss Mincha, right. Right. But he's saying that. But they only even go there by Mincha. They weren't going there by Shachas. They weren't going there by Shachas. But the question is, but if the Zman Shachas came, maybe you don't have the Gzeira, but maybe there's still a sort of a Sias Chafatz of Kodamat Tfilah. Maybe that's called your chafatz. So you're really davening for the shaving for the davening, but the person's going to work. So he needs to shave. So really, you should shave the night before.
I guess the biggest problem would be, could you go to the gym?
You can go to the gym, exercise. All right, can you go to the gym and exercise?
Take a walk.
People do that. You see people jogging and taking walks early in the morning for health reasons. Because if you do it for health reasons, that's...
Well, the guy is really has a cardiac condition, maybe. What about that?
He has a cardiac condition. But you see, a lot of people want to do it early because... You know, they're going to go to work afterwards. They want to be able to do it. So they do it before.
Yeah, the gym in my town is very busy at 6 o'clock.
What do you say?
In my town, the gym is full at 6 o'clock.
Yeah? Yeah. And these are people from you who did not get
to Well, Shachris is later, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a kuh that goes around Shachris, yeah.
Well, they don't sit there as Shachris. But even with that, there are more. It's not such a push to cool them.
And after the gym, they shower.
Right. And why are they going to the gym for health? They're going to the gym because they want to lose weight. They want to be...
They're smart.
Yes. Right. Then David Hill is saying, even though herself. They were going to have a future packet about it. You know, what about business meetings before? You need for parnassa. Parnassa is a mitzvah too. Right. You know, where do we end this? You can end the door itself. So it's taka mutter to go to the gym for davening. Maybe it's this. Maybe that's a sis hafatz of kodem atzvila. Unless you say you need it because you have a health issue.
Yeah, but a lot of people have the options, you know.
And then after davening, is already have to go to work. So
I could daven 6 o'clock and go to the gym at 7, or I could go to the gym at 6 and daven at 7.
Right, but they
have the option. I could daven 7 o'clock minyan and go to the gym, or I could go to the gym and daven at 8 o'clock.
So which is better?
So if I have the option, you're telling me I should.
Should daven first.
Daven first.
Yeah. Well, they should dive first.
Winter.
Yeah, in the winter. I just asked something. Did they ever decide what's going to be with the daylight savings? You know, they're all talking about. Is there any maskana?
They passed through one house. Number one change of the house passed it.
Yeah.
Trying to pass in the Senate. Did they probably didn't? It's
fine. Yeah, besides the Zmanim, I'm also I hold the kids going to school. It's not good that it should be dark for a lot of reasons. Safety reasons, psychological reasons, it's not good.
It's not going to make it dark. Is it make it darker later? Or is
it be? I remember as a kid, there was a which president that they had the oil thing in the early 70s. There was one Tekufa that they...
The oil crisis?
Well, yeah.
That was harder. That was not so early 70s.
So there was, this was the
early embargo,
Nixon. Right, do you remember?
I think it was Lyndon Johnson.
No, Nixon. Nixon. I remember as a kid, there was one Kufa.
Yeah, the oil crisis.
Yeah. The oil crisis, yeah. That they didn't change the clocks. So I'm against it. I hold it that they should.
Also, that messes up with davening.
Yeah, that's a separate issue. Also, it messes up with davening.
In the whole England and Manchester, they live with this.
Why Manchester?
Or Gateshead, they live with this.
What do they? How do they do?
Sometimes. Nets is not till 10 o'clock in the morning.
Nets is not till 10 o'clock in the morning. Oh boy.
They have to go to work first and school.
Yeah, so that's a big problem. But Mustafa, you're right. Mustafa going to the gym, you should try to do after that.
So this is even if I have a Zaman Kavua for my davening, you're saying?
Yeah, the Birkas HaShachar thing is, you know, it's not the greatest. But the Maisa, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, even though the Vosna thought, you look at the Truma Sedesh, it was rejected. Okay, but this is an important halacha. Masiyas Shach of Tona Matzvila.
So what's the start of those sort of takeover?
Sometimes I've done that, you know, to get the milk for the what, family. I say Birkas HaShachar and I get the milk.
In the days of davening b'yachidus, right?
Yeah.
So if a guy knows today is davening b'yachidus, he should daven first and not learn for an hour?
And what, if he's davening b'yachidus anyway?
Yeah, he gets up, it's 6 o'clock, when he knows he can't go to Minyan, it's snowing or whatever reason. He wants to learn first for an hour. He shouldn't. He should daven first.
The only far is that maybe it's, you know, there's an Indian of davening the same time you daven. That's what you don't forget. Daven, so it's clockwork in your body. You know that you do this, it's Meyer, if you do it this time, this and then this, so you don't forget. So that's from that far. But if not be done from that far, it's probably always better to daven first before you learn. Before you. I mean, it's again, all Hasidic thing of all the Hachanas and all the Tefillahs and all the. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of elderly people. They don't go to shul. Tamid Chachamim, you know, whatever. Do they daven first?
I mean, again, it depends on what, how much of a Hasidic bet they have. So the Hasidic bet is all these Hachanas, like at Chabad, they say all of Tehillim, right? Shabbos morning.
Chabad, they daven 10 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah. In all Hasidic, they daven. I was this last Shabbos. I was in South Fallsburg for Shabbos. It wasn't in a Hasidic area, but the one Hasidic fellow that came to daven. I said, "What are you here?" So he said, "No." He said, "Because I want to get into Montfila, the place where I have that they missed Montfila. I want to daven this Montfila. That's why I come by you." But. Hasidic Mahalach is to do all these Achana things before, you know. That's a story with I heard from Isaac Goldman, told the story of Rabbi Blager when he was the Sadduk. He went hours and hours to get Achanas, and they're lucky that they got the Bris Milah in before Shkia with all the Achanas that he had to do. But I don't know. But the simple shot is, you know, less achanas, and you should daven first. You shouldn't be saying maybe you will. Says that that's the right thing to do, to say all of Tehillim.
Rosh Chodesh, right? It's for Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh benching. Rosh Chodesh benching.
What about Rosh Chodesh benching?
I think that's when Chabad does that. I don't think they do it every week, but.
Okay, whatever. I mean, I'm not anti. I happen to appreciate Chabad. I'm not like other people who don't like it. I'm just the order of this kaput. Okay, Rabosai. Okay, so that's the packet test. It's our serious kafos of Torah Matzvila. So it should be more than idiot, that it really is a halacha like that.
Shoot to the daven first.
The daven first. I mean, even if you don't want to say like the Lekid Yosha, but the Lekid Yosha is probably the simple chat. You should even do mitzvahs before. You know, you should, daven should really be the first thing.
Davening without a minyan?
I mean, the Arizal said you're supposed to shake lulav, right? You know, that was. But that's not the Pasha Trot. The Pasha Trot is the davening should be the first thing. Not the other thing.
Is it better to daven first than to wait to daven?
Well, why is there that option? Why is there that conflict?
I mean, I'm just thinking it's just a fun thing. They know they're going to go to the gym beforehand. Maybe they should do it, but.
Yeah, so maybe they should go, like I said, and like some classes, I guess. Okay. Okay, good night, everyone. A good Chodesh. A good Chodesh to everybody. Okay.
Chodesh.
We'll see you, Bez Hashem, next week. B'Shar Tov.
Thank you.
Opinion at the gym. Oh, I'm a bit tired.